There's some quality three-year-olds about this season, Phil. We saw one yesterday in the run to the Rose, a brilliant ride by Ty England, weaving through on Lean Mean Machine late, and Ty's on the line this morning. Ty, good morning, and I guess you had no other option but to try and weave through close to the rail, but the horse's acceleration was super impressive. Good morning, Ty.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, exactly. He jumped from a midfield gate. I think Barry said it was, and I ended up getting that on the back of a former. And just coming in the corner, I was held up quite badly, and a horse was dropping back in my face quite quickly, and I just had to pop off his heels, which sort of created a little bit of interference, and it actually turned him sideways and stopped all his momentum. And at that stage, I thought, oh, it's done. And then next minute, he just attacked the line. I didn't have to use the whip on him at all. I just hands and heels kept him balanced. And a long way out, I knew I was a winner because just the ground that I was making up. And my only concern was if those two leaders came together and closed that gap. But they stayed in their straight lines, and he went super.
Yeah, good morning, Ty. I think you saved the day for Chris Waller yesterday. Two losses before you got the money. I noticed some comments after the race. You were in love. You're in love with Lean Mean Machine. I love that name, by the way. But can you elaborate?
Yeah, I've only had the one trial on him at Chautauqua trial there a few weeks ago, and I still remember the first day I saw Hugh Bowman trialled him. He's just got this sort of aura about him. He's a beautiful-looking colt. And, obviously he had a great prep, last prep, but he looks like he's just come back a little bit bigger and better. And, in the trial, he just did everything right, and he felt like he's got this big motor there. So I had to sort of grab hold of him and not let him do too much in that trial. And yeah, my comments to Chris were pretty much leave me on him. I'll do whatever I can to keep it on. It was good that
he listened.
He came out and performed the way he did, because sort of actually surprised Chris a little bit. He thought he'd be more of a miler, but the turn of foot that he showed yesterday was incredible.
I was going to ask you, Ty, because he's by Zoo Star. His racing pattern suggests he's looking for further, but he has this brilliant acceleration. So are you any closer to sort of identifying what his best trip might be?
Not really. Yeah. I think he'll be, like good horses, he can perform very well fresh over, a shorter trip like he did there yesterday. And I'm sure Chris will get him right out to the mile, and he'll still be effective exactly the same. So good horses are able to do that, and I believe he's definitely one of them.
Off the back of yesterday, Ty, there was some question marks as to whether Lean Mean Machine will be a Group 1 contender. Your thoughts?
Oh, no. He'll be one for sure. That's something I can guarantee.
Yeah. And what about the depth of this season's three-year-old crop, Ty? I know it's very early days, but we saw the Stan Fox yesterday, the run to the Rose. All the three-year-old races so far this season, have been top quality.
They are, I think even just coming into this season, Ray, everyone was talking about how exciting it is with the three-year-olds coming through. So I think we had a really good two-year-old season last year with a lot of... I wouldn't say there was one dominant sort of horse. It was widely spread, and I think it's going to come into the three-year-old season as well, which is very exciting. And hopefully we can sort of jump back on a couple nicer tracks, and some other horses could step it up even more. So
exactly.
Good time of year for racing, and I'm glad I found this fella.
And I reckon you're still glad you're on Trapeze Artist back. I know he was beaten yesterday, but he lost no admirers, 61 heavy track. And for a few strides there in the straight, Ty, I thought he was going to run right into the race.
Yeah, so did I, Ray. I thought he'd run super. You probably don't want him to do too much more first up with that sort of weight on a heavy track. So I felt him on a number of occasions, probably especially 100 out. He just felt like he was about to really let go, and his feet spun a little bit in that heavy track, and he just couldn't pick it up and get it going. So to me, he tried, I think just the weight and the heavy track definitely got the better of him. But, yeah, I like the way he's relaxed in his run. To me, that felt like, you know, the trapeze artist in the All Age in the TJ, just those wheels spun a little bit.
Yeah, it was good to see, wasn't it, Ty? Because obviously the owners of trapeze artist Bert Vieira had an awful week with his wife Gay being involved in that horrific car accident at Cronulla. So, look, our thoughts are with Gay. We wish her recovery, a speedy recovery. And at least that was some good news for them at last yesterday, Ty.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very, very long week for them. I'm sure it's been very stressful, and probably they haven't. It's the last thing they've sort of been thinking about. But the whole family loves trapeze, and they would have been there at the hospital watching yesterday, and hopefully trying to pick Gay's spirits up as well. So yeah, everyone's thinking about him, and yeah, hopefully she can be back on the road to recovery very soon.
You know, well said, Ty. Hey, look, Ty, I appreciate you coming this morning. You've got some exciting rides coming forward in the spring, including Ace High next week, and great to see that Lean Mean Machine got the job done for you yesterday. Thanks for your time, Ty.
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, Ty.